l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Berba miljun persuna tilfu ħajjithom kaġun tal-coronavirus, l-autoritajiet tas-saħħa mad-dinja kollha qegħdin jikkumbattu wkoll ma' diversi varjanti tal-virus li oriġinaw mill-COVID-19. Tliet varjanti b'mod partikolari qegħdin jikkaġunaw tħassib fl-Awstralja bil-varjant Delta dalwaqt ikun il-virus dominanti fid-dinja. Għaddew sena u nofs mindu il-virus tal-COVID-19 beda jiġbed l-attenzjoni tad-dinja u nxteret malajr mill-belt Ċiniża ta' Wuhan u infetta u qatel miljuni ta' nies u mela l-istarijiet u farrak sistemi tas-saħħa ma' kull rokna tad-dinja. 180 miljun persuna issa kienu infettati bil-virus f'xi stadju jew ieħor waqt li n-numru ta' imwiet mad-dinja laħaq l-4 miljun persuna. F'dan iż-żmien il-virus mhux biss xteret imma inbidel u żviluppa ħafna drabi. Issa hemm diversi varjanti tal-virus oriġinali tal-COVID-19 li jittieħdu aktar malajr bil-varjant magħruf bħala Delta, imbassar li dalwaqt ser ikun il-varjant dominanti fid-dinja. Il-professur Catherine Bennett mill-Università ta' Deakin tgħid li varjanti tal-virus jikkompetu ma' oħrajn u isiru dominanti u jinxterdu aktar.
It seems to have a particular mutation or set of mutations that impact its ability to transmit. So it's a variant that we've been watching because we have seen it outcompete the other variants of concern. So Alpha, the variant associated with the UK originally, has been quite quickly replaced by this Delta variant as the dominant strain. This particular variant is potentially 60% more infectious than we saw with the Alpha variant, and that already was 50% more infectious than other variants. So its ability to transmit is a concern.
Il-variant Delta kien identifikat l-ewwel darba fl-Indja. Issa huwa rrapportat f'tal-anqas 80 pajjiż. Jifforma 99% tal-infezzjonijiet il-ġodda fir-Renju Unit u 90% fir-Russja. Riċerka mis-sistema tas-saħħa fl-Ingilterra tikkalkula li Delta għandu riproduzzjoni b'qawwa ta' 6 imqabbla ma' bejn 2 u 3 minn varjanti oħra li żviluppaw. Dan ifisser li għal kull persuna infettata bil-virus Delta, 6 minn nies oħra jieħdu il-virus. Il-professur Bennett tgħid li il-varjant Alpha kien qed isir il-varjant dominanti fl-Awstralja, imma issa Delta huwa il-virus l-aktar dominanti.
Well, Alpha, I think, was becoming the dominant one we were seeing being brought in with returning travellers. So for us, it's the mix that comes into hotel quarantine. We've done everything we can. Screening offshore reduces the number of cases coming in. But now, whether it's people from Asia, Europe, or North America, the chances are it's going to be a Delta variant they're bringing if they do happen to be positive. So I think we have to get used to the fact that Delta will be the dominant global variant, and that's the one we need to be really focused on.
Fl-Awstralja kenna u għatanna diversi imxijiet tal-COVID-19 li jistgħu jkunu it-tresjati għal variant Delta jew Alpha. Waqt li l-variant Delta qed isir il-variant dominanti fil-pajjiż, hemm twissijiet ukoll dwar il-variant Kappa, magħruf ukoll bħala il-variant l-ieħor li instab l-ewwel darba fl-Indja. Il-professur Robert Boy, speċjalist tal-Mart Infettiv ma' l-Università ta' Sydney u l-Koalizzjoni ta' Til-Qim jispjega l-oriġini ta' dan il-virus u jgħid li żviluppa fl-Indja.
Several months ago, people noticed that there was a mutant strain developing in India. They called it a double mutant, but indeed there was probably a dozen mutations that led to this new variant. And it was called B1.617 or B1617, two teenagers. So you could call it the Teenage Mutant Ninja Tucson.
Kemm il-professur Bennett u anke il-professur Boy qegħdin iħeġġu lin-nies fl-Awstralja biex jieħdu it-tilqima U jispjegaw li kemm it-tilqima ta' l-AstraZeneca u anke dik tal-Pfizer it-tnejn huma effettivi kontra il-varjanti tal-virus jekk in-nies jieħdu it-tilqimiet it-tnejn. Il-professur Bennett iżid li l-informazzjoni mir-Renju Unit turi li 83% tal-każi tad-Delta huma fuq nies li ma ħadux it-tilqima, banqas minn 4% tal-każi huma fuq dawk li ħadu it-tilqima.
So for vaccine efficacy, the numbers that have come out of the UK lately show that if you're fully vaccinated, and we're talking about protection now against serious illness and hospitalization, you still have between 96-92% coverage protection from hospitalization, whether you've had AstraZeneca or Pfizer after your second dose. So vaccination is still our best strategy.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.